Now you're wondering what's going on in this crazy old station here. Well, the giraffe and the sloth are playing a little game of three-card Monty. And let me tell you that sloth, he moved at the end. We look serious, miss his trick. That is how he gains the advantage. On that game of three-card Monty, because you get distracted on how slow he's moving the cards around. You think to yourself, he's moving those cards awfully slow. I wonder where the queen is. Where is that queen? And you can never quite find it, especially the giraffe. He keeps pointing with that big, disgusting purple tongue that he has. Well, it's not that disgusting. He uses it, with great... he's good. He's got great positioning. He knows how to use that. He uses that like you wouldn't believe. Let me tell you right now, that giraffe is one sexy thing sometimes, I tell you. When it puts on that negligee, oh my. Talk about one good-looking giraffe. Hey, have I told you lately that you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba? Ross getting broadcasting all over this fair city and all over the freaking world on the air. On the WWW there. Hey, and this is Manitoba Moon. I am McMystery, bringing you all kinds of mysteries for your mind and your soul and your inner thoughts, I tell you right now. We're just wondering and wandering through this crazy place of music and happiness and wonder and wisdom and sickness and health. And, yep, married to music, that's for sure. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, that's how many of this way you're ended. It doesn't tell me what I need to do unless I let it. Hopefully you're going to feel it here tonight, some of these here tunes, and hit you right in that place. That unknown spot that makes you you. Yes, indeed. Me and you are going on a journey here. We're just kind of floating about, wondering when more music is going to come about. Well, it's coming. Don't you fret. Don't you fear. I've got all kinds of spinny things that are going to spin around for you. Make you feel frowny, make you feel good, make you dip your head in big things of goo. Now, I hope you've whipped up a batch of Jell-O, because we're going to do Jell-O juggling just a bit later. And we'll see how many pieces of Jell-O you can juggle at once, and we'll see whoever can juggle the most gets to eat the Jell-O out of your disgusting hands that you've been juggling them with, perhaps dropping it on the ground. Or, you know, if not, I can send my monkey over, and he likes his food on the ground. He doesn't eat it unless it's been dropped on the ground, so I'm a fine cook when it comes to cooking for monkeys, because I often drop the portions of food upon the ground. Maybe he just likes it. Maybe he just says that he likes it that way. He's a thoughtful creature. Oh, that sloth, he's going so slow with this three-card Monty game. I don't know if it's gonna get any better. My, oh my, oh my. We're bubbling and brewing and doing everything we can do for you here tonight. Hey, hey, let's hear a few more songs and we're gonna... You know, you think about that Jell-O juggling, and then we'll get back to you about that. I know you're wondering, maybe you don't want to ruin things. I would suggest getting out the Saran Wrap. Saran Wrap everything around. Saran Wrap your couch and your floors and your walls and everything. Saran Wrap yourself, if you like. Get naked and Saran Wrap yourself. Whip up a batch of that delicious Jell-O, whatever color, whatever flavor you like. And get ready for some Jell-O juggling.
It reveals your mess. message to me. Watching the blackness, I can see all of fading at a rapid speed. Watching the blackness, I can see all of fading at a rapid speed.
Out of touch, unwell, out of reach.
This is CKW 95.9 FM. I want to thank Manitoba. You're listening to Manitoba Boom. Right now we have a current temperature. Who gives the hell damn what time the temperature is? And we're going to plow away into the mighty rear end of whatever's coming up. It's going to get science fiction twisted like. But I do have the mighty Toad here, so I'm going to take the time to see what the future says in its mighty bumpy back. All right, come here. Ooh. Gotta try. Oh, I see something here. Oh, I get it. Okay, here we go. In the year 2013, 2031, it's hard to read these bumps. Men will replace women in the wearing. Snaps. They'll be changed from spandex to the junk trunk. In the next coming presidential election, Donald Trump will be voted in as the next president. And he will admit that he is the illegitimate child of Julia Childs. The deceased.
Cook.
What else do we see? In 2018, the Maple Leaf flag for Canada will be replaced by nothing. It will be just a big blank flag with nothing on it. Because we don't want to offend the trees. What else we see here? Chicken will be consumed at an all-time high in the year 2026. When it comes out that chicken has a healing power that has been known to the Navajos for some 35,000 years. In the year 2033, giggling will become a crime. Anyone found giggling or laughing in the streets will be hung for public consumption. And finally, getting closer to the bumps on the Toad's back, close to his rear end, where it's laying out one final turd of futuristic content. And it says here that in the year 2013, the world will finally die.
It's a sensation unlike any other sensation that I've ever had before. I've been tickling myself for some 30 years and been able to not stop the tickling of myself. And I love the tickling flavor when I tickle my feet and my armpits. Sometimes I like to tickle between my knees. My eyeballs need a tickle or two every once in a while. As it looks, yeah, no damn it, how it is. Tickle inside, all around my ear. I love a good tickling sensation. The tickle is just right. It tickles me in tickling places. And I wish I could tickle and pickle my tickle and put it in jars and sell it in bars, and people who consume it will be giggling and tickling themselves to the end of time. Ooh, and a tee-hee and a ta-ha will always be worth its weight in gold as far as I'm concerned. A tickling is all I need, a pickling of a tickling. I can make millions and trillions of dollars, but all I can do is tickle myself and think about how I can tickle some more and find this spot that would tickle me more.
We'll be right back.
Why you ever talk about it yourself all the time? Little and large.
appeared to like. Fear me. In this past life, I was an earthquake. To stop it. It twirls and whirls and whirls and whirls and sucks and plants houses on old witches. I am a tornado in a past life.
Zapping my way through the cosmic atmosphere, surrounded by all kinds, all funny looking thoughts, meeting with my one big eye, my scary soul all lingering about, with catchers and nets all strewn about. I fly with telepathy tuned into my tangent toward tails. Is my tangent torn in tails? There is time, but when we get there,
listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We are reliving past lives, finding out what they were and what we did. Many of them have been storms for me, natural disasters, as it were. And they are fine and beautiful in their own special way, though they cause harm and heartache to many who think. We've got plenty of more show to dig down deep for, to get you thinking to the end of time, then to briefly bust into a new realm, okay? To stop and scratch and wonder, oh wait, not again, here it comes. In the many tides of tomorrow, we'll be swept away today and linger forevermore in the stars.
We got plenty, plenty, plenty summoning music. We're going to be summoning more music here right away for you. Yeah, we're going right through 6 a.m., and I want you to stick around and listen to all the fun-filled sounds and stuff that we're going to be spitting out and spewing and doing. We got all kinds of zoo creatures here crawling about, bugs and stuff, arachnid and winged creatures of all kinds, trapped and otherwise, flying free. And we will send you there. Don't you worry about tomorrow. I want you to bleed, bleed for today. I want you to go, go when it, go when it comes. Slither, slither all around. Time. We're going to echo till the end of time here. We're going to buzz and bloom in the stars of doom. Yeah, we're going to see all things in tranquility. Hallelujah. Damn right. God forgive. And God never exist, but he damn will persist to make us all wonder if we should kill each other over who's a better God and who's a better dresser.
Everyone.